Welcome to Highly Questionable. I am Dan Le Batard. This is my final day at ESPN. I will say goodbye at the end of the show. We have a return from Poppy, the Poppy Awards, and we've got, of course, Bomani Jones. We're doing it old school style. Let's start.
Let's try to make him cry.
Yeah.
Do you believe Doug Peterson when he says he was coaching to win?
Bomani, this is embarrassing to me. We should not be discussing anything that happens in this division. I do not care what it is, but if we must start a football Monday as the football season ends and somehow they got to the end of the season in a pandemic in a way that can be called successful, if I give you an athlete named Nate Sudfeld, you're not winning anything with that athlete. They put him in a position that even Kelsey, their own guy, is saying, hey, we weren't trying to win there. The greatest insult I can imagine was the coding in what it is that Kelsey was saying, where he's saying the moment that you put that quarterback in, Doug Peterson's not trying to win. I don't believe Doug Peterson when he was saying he was trying to win, even though Jalen Hurts hadn't done anything special there. When your own guys are questioning it, it's fair for us to question it.
Yeah, because they knew that dude was a bum. Like, I don't mean no disrespect to you, Nate Sudfeld, because I'm sure you're a better quarterback than me. But in the context of this, they knew he was a bum. They've had him for all this time and not once considered kicking the tires on him before. And now you're saying he deserves some snaps like it was senior day or something like that. Like, I looked up and saw the Hurts wasn't in the game, and I concluded that he must have gotten hurt. It never dawned on me that he was just over there on the sideline minding his own business because Doug Peterson said he wanted to do this. I don't even see the logic behind tanking it out in the name of a draft pick, because it's not like you're going to get Trevor Lawrence as a result of this. Ask yourself this, Doug Peterson. If you were saying that you were playing to win and nobody else believes you, we are saying that we believe that the Jets have more dignity than you, right? That's what all of us are saying. We believe the Jets have more dignity than you and your franchise did in doing this. It was ridiculous. Nobody can really say that they fully understand it. And you got to wonder, is he going to get to keep his job after this? Like, whose idea was this in the first place?
I've got to correct you here on my last day, and I do not get many chances to correct you. I don't believe you could put the sentences together. I don't mean any disrespect. This guy's a bum. I don't think those two things are allowed to coexist. I'm not disagreeing with your bum assessment. I'm just saying that that's disrespectful to call someone
I'm a bum. Saying that while I understand that disrespect may have occurred, it was not the reason that I said it. I just can't think of any other way to factually describe the gentleman that we are talking about. He came out there looking like the Peter Man.
Yeah, I'm with you actually on this. I don't mean any disrespect, but Sudfeld, you're a hobo.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't say no disrespect, right? Right, like I acknowledge that there's some.
Should the Dolphins draft a quarterback with the third overall pick?
What a funny thing that we've arrived here, Bomani, because it feels to me like all the math has changed in the way that we are assessing young quarterbacks. The Miami Dolphins had, by all accounts, a hugely successful season. They were in point differential plus 66. The Browns were minus 11 in point differential. That was a good football team this year, and it was a good football team with nothing. I would be worried about the fact that he was doing mostly intermediate stuff the entire time we saw him, but I would say to you, those skill position guys on the Dolphins and that offensive line make it impossible to make any kind of assessments about how good your quarterback actually is. At any time in football history, Bomani, this guy doing these things early in his career would have been poised and polished, but not anymore. Not when we're comparing him to Burrow, to Herbert, and the things that are happening at the position today with the evolution where young guys are good or excellent fast. He doesn't throw the ball downfield. I think that's a system problem and a skill position problem. I don't think that's a quarterback problem.
You know, every weekend I text with Mina and Foxworth whether or not I am in or out on Tua, because it really seems to fluctuate. And after I was out, I saw something in the Miami Herald that made the point the Dolphins receivers just don't really get separation. Like, part of why Fitzpatrick seemed to work out better for them than Tua is that Fitzpatrick don't care if them balls get intercepted. He just going to go YOLO and throw that thing up there. Tua's looking up like, wow, these guys aren't open, right? They were in a position where they needed somebody to roll the dice because they just weren't going to get open. So you're going to have to give them a chance on 50-50 balls, right? Like, that's where I think we stood with them this year. And no, he was not impressive, I wouldn't say, this season. And he certainly wasn't impressive in this last game. But when people say, do they need to draft a quarterback? what quarterback are we talking about? Like, you act like people say that, just go like that. Whatever quarterback's in there, we're just going to go ahead and take him. Lawrence is the only one that we feel like we're sure of. We feel better about Justin Fields than we did over the weekend. How you feel about the dude, Trey Lance, from one of them Dakota schools that only played one game this year? I hear there's a guy at BYU you guys are happy about, but I ain't going to pretend like I've ever watched him play football or anything like that before. So if they got a quarterback that they really, really like and they see, then, yeah, go ahead and draft him and then figure out where you go from there. They got another first-round pick later in the round. But just, we're going to go get a quarterback? It doesn't matter which quarterback? That's stupid.
I have heard you say, and I don't hear a lot of people saying this, you're not quite as sure on Lawrence as everyone else is. You dilute that one a little bit. You're not positive there.
Now, I've been got a few times. Like, think about this with Trevor Lawrence. Andrew Luck turned out to be a really good NFL quarterback. But be honest. Did he turn out to be the quarterback that people told us that he was going to be? Like, at what point could you say definitively in all those years that Luck was quarterback, this is one of the three or four best quarterbacks in the league? We didn't get there. Like, we're talking about Lawrence. Like, we're sure that he's a guy that's going to be maybe the best quarterback in the league. And all the talent indicates that he could be that. But we've all been looking at quarterbacks too long and seen too many guys taken too early who might turn out to be pretty good, who might turn out to be very good. But ain't nobody guaranteed to be a star.
Coming up next on my son's TV show.
Our next award is for Best Dan Levitar. Finally, an award Dan can win. The runner-ups are...
Highly Questionable is presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple. Great taste is great taste is great taste. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Oh, look at us all together again. The years have been very kind to all these faces. A year end. Poppy Awards. I can't believe it. Poppy, welcome the people in. Old school style. What are we doing today?
The 2020 Poppy Awards.
Look at that. He's all dressed up. Yes.
All right. Now we're going to hand the reins over to Gonzo one more time to look back at our most highly questionable moments of all time.
Of all time.
Our first award is for the hottest shirtless moment. The runner-ups are...
All right, shirtless. My father said shirtless there. There was an R in there. Oh, yeah.
I got a better one y'all ain't even see.
No, there ain't a better one than that. Look at him all swole.
Oh. Railroad Man.
You're going after the Hall of Fame shirtless moment right there. Oh, Bomani's going to get his heart broken, I think, in this one.
It's a work in progress.
Don't make me laugh.
No!
It's jiggling.
Maybe
it's jiggling.
I will win.
How well, yes. You saw
the manscaping trimmers,
yeah,
and
yeah. And my nipples could cut diamonds. It's so cold in here.
Poppy, who's the winner? We've got a winner.
We
who's
have
the
a winner?
Winner?
I'm the winner.
Look, what do you mean, Poppy's the winner? No, this isn't fair. No.
This is what I do better than anybody else. There you are, ladies.
I don't.
There you
are. No! He never went all the way with it,
but though. But these are back to normal now.
What is that smell?
Anytime, any day of the week. For the first time ever, I'm here to accept my trophy. And let me tell you, I'm still hot.
Oh, that was perfect. Comedically perfect. He's still
he's
hot.
He's had to buffer a little
very
bit.
Hot.
Oh,
very
no.
Hot.
No, why is it not buffering now?
Oh, please. Let's not buffer any of that. Get it out of here.
I just saw his draws.
We all did. And did he even open an envelope, by the way? He just declared himself the winner. We asked him, and he just said, I'm the winner. I'm the most shirtless.
That's right.
Okay.
Why open the envelope if you're okay. The winner, right?
I didn't see an envelope. I thought there were awards, and he just accepted the trophy. That's ridiculous.
Our next award is for the greatest athletic feat. The runners up are.
Oh. Feet.
In case you're wondering why I'd never do anything like this.
We're not going to do better than that, are we? That's gotta.
He can win
the
Nobel Peace Prize. We're going to be running this clip.
All right, so that is one of the nominees.
Oh.
Oh! What just happened there?
This really pales compared to Amin El-Hassan. I don't believe that deserved a nomination.
Oh no! What is going to happen here?
Yeah.
You guys are really going to do this to him?
Yes.
This wasn't even like his responsibility.
Why are you caping up for Dominique?
I guess I should have seen this coming. There you go.
Wow. Oh, okay. There you go. Sorry. That seems insulting.
There's no video of me dunking into projects and risking my life.
Here we go.
I don't see how
look
this isn't
that.
The winner.
There's someone who's running to risk shame and vulnerability right there.
How is that not the victor?
I must be. Poppy, who's the winner? Who's the golden banana go to?
We have a winner, and the winner is...
Oh.
No, wait a minute. Oh, come on.
There he is.
I raced past him on that strip of land. How does that win? I think these are rigged. I'm beginning to sense a theme.
I'm impressed. Y'all don't know, we slowed the film down so you wouldn't be so intimidated by his prowess.
Can I just marvel at how sad this house music is?
For the second time ever, I'm here to accept my second trophy. It is Dominique. This is okay. What an elite athlete looks like.
This is what an elite athlete looks like. Two bananas for Poppy.
Our next award is for Best Dan Levitar. Finally, an award Dan can win. The runner-ups are...
Best Dan Levitar?
Big Dan at food court. That's
that
not you.
That looks like me. No, that guy looks like me. For sure, that guy looks like me. Oh, come on. This isn't fair. That's not right.
That's cool.
No, that's not nice. Come on.
You didn't start looking like him until like 2015.
Come on. Yes. Standing on a pool table. That's right, ladies. You remember that, Bobby? The golden days.
Oh, yeah. The golden boy. That's right.
One of People Magazine's 100 most eligible bachelors. Who's the winner here, Poppy?
We have a winner. And the golden banana for Best Dan Levitar goes to...
Right. This guy. This guy's going to win. Of course, this guy's going to win. Best Dan Levitar. This guy. Very slow.
Poppy!
How does he win?
Zoom makes how does he win this? Cathedral of football even more antiseptic.
No, that is a good, that is a good one.
Yeah. That in my next essay. And while I got the floor, I would like to talk about the NBA in China.
You deserve to win that
one.
You.
You deserve to win that one. I can't even say I was wrong there.
For the third time ever, I'm here to accept another trophy.
Congratulations.
I would like to know that Dan has still never won a trophy in his life.
I mean, okay, very good, Dad. Thank you. Thank you, Poppy. Congratulations on your three golden bananas.
Our next award is for my favorite person to work with. The runner-ups are...
Oh, my God, this is a giant category.
Oh.
It's good to have you back.
Oh, you're going to put the one time?
What's your AC?
Hey, thanks.
This is a big category, Bomani. You would think I would have certain advantages.
That's twice in one day.
Whoa.
All right, high five.
That's good. That's a loaded category. Who's going to win this? Bo, do you think you're the favorite or I'm the favorite?
I got a hunch which way this is going.
We have a winner. And the golden banana for Papi's favorite person to work with goes to Fred Hoiberg.
Oh, come on, man. Come on.
Hold on.
No, this is like ridiculous.
That? Like it very much? All right. I guess I have to do it more often. Take care, Fred. Yeah? Okay, take care. Good show. Okay. Thank you.
Wait, Fred Hoiberg want to see you take your shirt off again?
That's what he not said.
Yo, Juanito has a real beef here.
I can't believe this. Poppy, I thought we were going for a heartfelt father-son moment here at the very end of the year. You chose Fred Hoiberg over me.
What happened here?
Oh, my God. What's happening here? Okay. Is that...
Hello?
Oh, for the love of God, that trophy's so cheap.
Oh, it is Fred Hoiberg.
Yeah, well, yeah, we assume that. That's
you wish
where
you could
joke
be here to accept this award, but you can because yeah. you hate traveling so much.
Yeah, well, he does hate traveling
now.
That much.
It's true. This is the first time you have won anything in years, Fred. So
okay, come on, Dad. Dad, cuelga ahí, ya, por favor.
This concludes the 2020 Papi Awards. Papi has spoken.
Yes, well done, Papi.
Highly Questionable is presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple. Great taste is great taste is great taste. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
I'm feeling a bit untethered today, so forgive me if I have some trouble keeping myself together the next few minutes. So, this will be my last time on this cruddy little family TV show we've done for almost a decade. A decade, can you believe that? My father confided to me recently that he thought the show was too strange and would be canceled within its first 6 weeks. A damn decade. This isn't quite the glamorous crisscrossing spotlight show business ending I imagined on a bad lighting Zoom call during a pandemic, 2:30 in the afternoon on ESPN2, but it's finally time for me to go, to leave ESPN after more than two decades working at the place, and after one of the most improbable runs a TV show of any kind has ever had. Seriously, you mean to tell me that my Cuban exile father is going to flee communism, hand me down nothing less than freedom, and that his oldest son is not only going to be able to repay his old man's lifelong investment, but the American dream is literally going to be fairy tale funded by Disney? Papi, my Papi, is going to do this show on American television in his second language with no real sports expertise for a decade on Miami Beach in retirement. I'm going to be able to do that for my old man and with my old man, both of us aging right before your eyes, sports connecting us right till the very end. What father wouldn't want that relationship? What son? It's no less than the greatest professional blessing of my life, having been able to share that with him and with you, having been able to share him with you. So if you've been with us since the beginning, you've seen some things grow in this garden that we've tended to so lovingly and so very amateurly. The size of my jackets and my face, the size of Papi's national and international fame, and the size of my family. Look at this photo at my wedding, happiest day of my life. This has always been a father-son show, but look at all the love and support surrounding me there. The smartest and most diverse characters you'll find anywhere on sports television. Bomani, Izzy, Sarah, Katie, Mina, Amin, Pablo, Dominique, L, Stugatz. Thank you for always falling for Papi's fake handshakes, for always making the Levitards look better than they ever deserved, and for being the family I chose. I'm happy to say Highly Questionable will continue with them and without me, and if that's part of my legacy here, I'll always be proud of that. To Eric and Matt, you are forever friends, and thank you for everyone who does and has worked on this show, even you, Lorenzo. Thank you for your tireless care and for always protecting me and my old man. It was hard to let go, as it is with things you've always loved, just know that I will stop and look around on my way out today like you do when moving out of a house where the family memories are, where you raised children and celebrated holidays and laughed until your face hurt. I will be more grateful than sad.
I have my own TV show, Papi. Are you proud of me?
Let's see how the next 23 minutes go.
Are you proud? They gave me the show already. Are you proud of me?
Well, you know, I gotta wait. I don't want to commit myself.
Did you say take my shirt off?
No, I did not.
I gotta relive the moment. Yeah, the show! I gotta relive the moment.
Really?
let me give the final sentimental word to someone who's special to all of us. Vamos, viejo, what do you have for the people?
It has been a blessing for the last 10 years to work alongside my son, Dan. The most important thing that we like about the show is the fact that it was supposed to be a family show, showing a father-son interaction. I admire and I respect Dan for giving me the opportunity to work alongside him and for making the show a family show. This is something that I will treasure until the day I die. Goodbye, everybody. HQ will be back tomorrow with my favorite son, Bomani Jones. I'll see you never.
All right, Dan, actually, sorry, I mistimed something. So we're going to sneak in a one quick see or no here that we'll get in the show. So no setup needed. We'll just be ready to go here.
I don't believe you. I think you're up to something.
Tonight on ABC, the season premiere of The Bachelor.
What are you doing? On my last day? That's how I'm leaving? That's how... Oh, get out of here, man.